Thanks for listening. Prophecy Today is a listener-supported ministry, and this information is available because of the prayers and donations of people just like you. To make a donation, go to prophecytoday.com/partners or call 877-674-3298. And remember to keep looking up until...
Speaking of grapes, the very best grapes I've ever had when I was in Israel would be those grapes found near Hebron. That's where Joshua and Caleb came to when they were searching out the land for Moses and reported back to him. And I was talking with Winky Madad about two men carrying one little stalk of grapes. Wow. The grapes out there near Hebron are unbelievably large and delicious. Well, Hebron is on our mind. The man, when we talk about Hebron, that helps us to understand what's going on in that part of the world, is the spokesperson for the Jewish community in Hebron. In fact, the oldest Jewish community in the history of the world, dating back some 4,000 years ago. And our broadcast partner is David Wilder. David, I was just talking with Winky Madad. He's up there in Shiloh. He's eating grapes that he produced himself. There are some wonderful grapes there in the Hebron area, are there not?
Oh, sure. They're very good to eat, and the other things that we do with grapes, actually one of my sons works in the vineyard here, and he helps make wine.
Uh-huh.
And some of the wine that comes out of this area is just very, very, very good.
Yes.
And, so we eat the grapes and we drink the grapes and we feel very good.
Feel very good, I'm sure you do. Well, let me get to the discussion at hand. We're doing team coverage of the starting of the peace talks in Washington, D.C. this next week. I talked with David Dolan earlier on this broadcast about the political aspects of it, the practical aspects of what's going to result from these peace talks or whether they go ahead or not. I dealt with Winky Madad there in Shiloh. I want to talk to you philosophically about this whole situation. And the reason I'm taking the approach this way with you is because of an article that you wrote, Serving Israel Up on a Silver Platter, and it is the title of the commentary that you wrote. We have it posted on our homepage, prophecytoday.com. It is a must read. But basically, let me just help you promote this so people can at least read it and find out what your thinking is. Give us the aspect. You satirically look at it, I believe, when you're talking about how all of the parties in the peace talks come together, and then you talk about the real threat to Israel if indeed it proceeds.
First of all, these talks as such, you call them peace talks. It's very, very important to understand the comprehensive meaning of peace talks. It means that the Arabs want many more pieces, and that they don't have enough yet. I spell peace talks P-I-E-C-E.
Yes.
They want another piece of Israel, and another piece of Israel, another piece of Israel, and they wouldn't be satisfied until they have the whole thing. The question is how fast Israel is willing to give it to them. These talks are being sponsored by what they call the quartet, made up of the United States, Russia, United States, Russia, the European Union, the United Nations, all of whom have shown tremendous friendship towards the State of Israel. The EU is funding huge amounts of money into places like Hebron, into very left-wing organizations, both Israeli organizations and other organizations, to try to prop up their propaganda against us, against the Jewish community here. The United Nations, we're all familiar with, as we are with the Russians. The joker in the deck, of course, is the United States, and there with Obama in the White House, it's very clear where they're at. And what I try to get across in that particular part of the article, the first part of the article, is that basically Israel doesn't have anything to say. As a matter of fact, it is supposed to be something written very cynically, but just yesterday the United States shipped Dennis Ross over here. I don't know if people remember him, but he worked back in the Clinton administration, putting tremendous amounts of pressure on Israel, and this is what's going to happen again. And this can easily cause the Israeli Prime Minister to fold, to acquiesce, and we find ourselves in very, very hot water.
Now, in the last part of the article, and I want everybody to go to our website, prophecytoday.com. There on the home page, you'll see the article by David. It's called an opinion piece. You want to read this. It's a must read. But in the last half of the article, you get very serious. You're satirical in the first part, but very serious in the last part, because this is a matter of life and death for the Jewish people in the state of Israel, is it not?
Of course it is, because Israel is surrounded. We're surrounded on three sides, from the north and from the south and from the east, by enemies. And not some of them are sitting directly on our borders. Others, like Iran, are a little further away. But they all have a goal, and that goal is the destruction of the state of Israel. And they talk about this. The Syrians say they want to destroy the state of Israel. They have chemical warfare, as though Hezbollah, who are sitting in southern Lebanon today. Hamas also has missiles that can hit Tel Aviv. And just so that it should be clear, in the newspapers here today, they quote Hezbollah as saying that they have Dimona in their sites. Dimona is, of course, where Israel is supposed to have its nuclear reactors. And these people do want to destroy the state of Israel, and of course they are being propped up by the Iranians, by the Saudi Arabians, and other such countries. And if we continue to give them land, then we're destroying ourselves. We're just placing ourselves in jeopardy, the existence of the state of Israel.
Do you see, then, any positive coming out of these peace talks at all?
The most positive aspect, I'm sure, will take place when they abruptly end. Can anything positive come out of the talks themselves? Of course not. First of all, it seems fairly clear that Abu Mazen also isn't interested, because he realizes that he'll never get enough. And anything that he agrees not to take, any compromise that he makes, he will be viewed by his own people as a traitor. And therefore, he can't agree to any compromises whatsoever. And he realizes that in talks such as this, they expect Israel to give the most, but he's going to have to give up something, and therefore he really cannot continue with this. His objective is to make Israel look bad, and should be the ones that cause the talks to fall apart. But the one of the possible outcomes of this is, of course, the Third Intifada, which they've said they don't want, the Arabs, because last time they lost so many people and it was so destructive. Another outcome could be some kind of a war, including the Syrians, Hezbollah, and the Hamas, saying Israel is responsible for the breakdown in the peace talks, and they would just start shooting rockets at us from all sides, and then who knows what would happen.
Yes. Well, I wanted everybody to eavesdrop on this conversation, because I wanted them to hear your heart, your concerns. You're a man with your family, and doing your work there in Hebron, the oldest Jewish community, I mentioned that early on, in the entire world. It was established by Abraham some 4,000 years ago. And they're going to go to the negotiating table to start talking about how there can be a coexistence between a people, and you're talking about Abu Mazen, for you that may not know that name, it's one of the names referring to President Mahmoud Abbas, who is president of the Palestinian Authority, the supposed peace partner with the Israelis at the table upcoming this next week in Washington, D.C. And I wanted everybody to hear David Wilder express what his thoughts are as he lives in this part of the world that may be impacted by these peace talks. David, it's a must read. I want everybody to go to our website, prophecytoday.com, read your article. It's an opinion piece. I call it that. It's your opinion, but I think there's great impact in what you have to say for people to consider in their thinking about these peace talks. Thank you so very much, my dear friend, and we'll talk again along the way.
Thanks, Jimmy. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Prophecy Today is a listener-supported ministry, and this information is available because of the prayers and donations of people just like you. To make a donation, go to prophecytoday.com/partners or call 877-674-3298. You can also send your donations directly to Prophecy Today, P.O. Box 2510, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37409. Thank you, and remember to keep looking up until...